AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A McKinney, Texas police officer is on administrative leave after an online video shows him pushing a 14-year-old girl to the ground and pulling his pistol during a confrontation outside a community pool in the Dallas suburb. The Reverend Ronald Wright with Justice Seekers Texas claims the incident was racial.
We're going to ask for justice to be done, and this is ridiculous that we'll continue to fight these type of issues throughout this country.
A black resident of the multi-ethnic community says the officer might have been belligerent and profane, but the police were correct to break up the disturbance. Bennett Embry tells the AP that about 130 teens were outside the pool, some jumping over the fence, trying to crash a pool party. A white former North Charleston, South Carolina police officer is indicted on a murder charge in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man who was running away after a traffic stop in April. The shooting, captured on video by a bystander, shows Officer Michael Slager firing 8 times at 50-year-old Walter Scott. President Obama says the U.S. does not yet have a complete strategy for training Iraqi forces to fight Islamic State militants. The president says the militant group shows it can adapt quickly.
They're displaced in one place and then they come back in another. And they're nimble and they're aggressive and they're opportunistic.
At a news conference following the G7 summit in Germany, Obama says the Pentagon is checking its plans on training the Iraqis, but the Iraqis themselves have to fully commit to the fight. The president also tells reporters it is likely there will be more cyber attacks on what he terms a very old computer system.
We have known for a long time that there are significant vulnerabilities and that these vulnerabilities are going to accelerate as time goes by, both in systems within government and within the private sector.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 28. This is AP Radio News. Two maximum security inmates remain on the run in New York after using power tools to cut their way out of a state prison over the weekend. Governor Andrew Cuomo tells WCAX-TV that the convicted murderers, David Sweet and Richard Matt, had a sophisticated plan.
It was truly extraordinary. And unusual and almost impossible to duplicate.
Cuomo doubts any of the guards were involved, but he adds that someone helped them get the power tools that they used in that breakout. Forget ballots or economic austerity measures. The hot topic in Greece, toilets. Police who guard parliament say they are no longer being allowed inside to use the bathroom. The Police Officers Association says uniformed officers have been recently barred from the building. It has called on the government to stop treating those officers as third-class citizens in the building that they have protected from damage during recent riots. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.